Bloodsinger by Juliet Cross. Read by Blair Dade and Cale Williams. To my strong, lovely daughter, Noelle. Author's note. The Roman Empire was used as inspiration for this fantasy world. It is not meant to be, nor is it historically accurate. In many instances, I've used creative license in the reimagining of this fictional world. One example is that the Dacian language, Leela's native language, is extinct. According to scholars, Romanians descended from Dacians and Daco-Romans, and Dacia was located in what is now modern-day Romania. Therefore, I've used the Romanian language in lieu of the Dacian for a scene depicting the main character, Leela, speaking what would have been her own language. Another instance is that the Visigoths are historically known as a Germanic people, united under one king, living within the Roman Empire. However, I've altered some of their origins, not all of them Germanic, only to serve the story of a wider people uniting against the evil of Rome. Like Firebird, Bloodsinger is a dark fantasy set in a brutal world ruled by a cruel tyrant. It is a story about female empowerment and the courage to rise up against the oppressors to fight for their freedom. Bloodsinger is an adult romantasy novel that contains dark themes, including slavery in ancient Rome, that may be uncomfortable for some readers. The Myth of Euryale. When Medusa was violated by the god Neptune, her two sisters Euryale and Steno cried to the heavens, mourning with their sister for her pain and loss. The goddess Minerva heard their cries and descended to the temple. In recompense for Neptune's wrongs, she bestowed powers of protection upon each of the three sisters. When Minerva placed her hand upon Euryale's head, she said, "I bestow upon you the gift of the siren. Any man whose blood you taste will fall at your feet and do your will. Even if you command him to die, he will do so." Euryale did not understand her gift, but Minerva bid her and her sisters go out into the world and protect all innocents using the gifts she'd given them. Obediently, they set out on their quest. Of the three sisters, Euryale had always been the most full of joy, but because of recent events, she lost her smile. Still, she wanted to serve Minerva, so she set out on her own. After a fortnight of wandering, she came upon a kingdom deep in the heart of the forest along a mighty river. There were thatch-roofed houses and a tall palace at its center. Women were weaving intricate baskets painted with a figure she did not recognize. A king with a golden crown and a jeweled cloak. They paid her no attention as she wandered through the village. Upon sunset, a line of men, faces and bodies filthy with dirt, entered the village under guard of soldiers wearing armor and swords, some of them hauling satchels over their backs. "Where do you come from?" Euryale asked an older man, with kind but weary eyes.
"From the mountain."
Euryale then noticed the mountain looming over the forest in the near distance. "Why do you go there?" she asked.
"To dig jewels for our king. You should leave this place at once," he warned.
Euryale shadowed the line of men as they continued to march in a line toward the palace at the center of the village. She remained out of sight in the line of trees from the guards as she followed them. When they reached the palace, they lined up in a square around a stone dais. A horn blew. Then the giant doors of the palace opened, and out stepped the king. His tunic dripped in glittering gems that sparkled in the afternoon sun, as did his golden crown. He marched up the dais and sat upon a cushioned throne.
"Who must we punish today?"
he shouted. The armored guard in the front took hold of the brawny man.